Excuse me, waiter. How long have you been working as a waiter here or in general in some other place?
I've been in this hotel for about 15 years.
15 years. Are you the owner?
No, I'm just the barman.
And in general, here in this bar, who drinks more, men or women?
Oh, you'd be surprised how much women can actually drink. When they are by themselves, they certainly give men a run for their money.
Yeah.
But they tend to drink more wine than... Oh, good evening, sir. What can I get you for the bar?
I would like a very strong drink for today.
Like, you'd like a very strong drink. Would you like a...
The strongest you have.
Vodka? Is it good for vodka?
Would you like a single malt from Scotland? I can recommend a very good Able Four, 12 years old. It's a very good whiskey, sir.
Oh yes, maybe malt is whiskey.
Malt, single malt is Scottish whiskey. Yes.
Okay. Yes, sounds good.
Okay. All right. There you go.
Good evening, everyone.
Hi. Well, was the other thing is blended? I think then it's just crap, right?
It's a question of taste. So blended whiskies are a mixture of different sources. But if you would like a good pure whiskey, then it has to be a malt whiskey, a single malt whiskey.
Yeah.
Excuse me, are you allowed to have some drink when working or just to serve your clients?
No, drinking during working hours is strictly off limits.
All right.
So what's the minimum wage to buy drinks in France and Germany?
Yes. Minimum age. So it's 18 years old. And in with the company of parents, 16 years old.
Okay.
Yeah. But
in Germany as well?
In Germany as well, yes.
And young people drink a lot in France and in Germany? Because in Brazil, they drink.
Yes. Especially beer.
Yeah, we drink a lot of beer in Germany, right?
Really? And when I visited Germany, I think in 2015, I don't know if everyone does that, but I made friends that they drank beer in the regular temperature. They didn't put the beer in the freezer, for example. You know, like the ambient temperature. I don't know. I'm not sure how to say that, but... They didn't freeze or put the beer in the freezer.
Yeah, I like beer also really cold, not too warm. Otherwise, I can't drink it. So not too cold, but sometimes I also put it into the freezer because when it's too warm, I don't like it. So like when I forgot to put it into the fridge. Then I put it into the freezer for I don't know, 20 minutes or so.
Yeah, I don't know, Isma, but here, like me and my friends and my family, we like the coldest possible. So yeah. As cold as possible. I have an uncle that I grew up with him telling me, we went to the bar and I was a child, so he brought me. So he always ordered the waiter. The waiter would ask, "Oh, which beer do you want?" And he would answer, "The coldest one." So today I always say that when someone asks which beer I want, I always say the coldest one, please.
Yeah. Young people here in Brazil is very interesting in a negative way, at least in my opinion. When I was in Curitiba, university student, if the dean increased the meal price, for example, 50 cents, People, students went to on strike, but the bars around the university were always full of students.
Especially beer. I think other, like whiskey, it's very uncommon here in Brazil. Just very rich people drink whiskey, I think.
But I suppose that brandy, in Portuguese, cachaça, it's more sold than beer. What do you think?
That's a good question. Maybe. Yes.
I think brandy is more sold than beer or some other alcoholic drink.
Brandy is really famous in Brazil.
So brandy, we call it also cognac after the region in France. So it's a protected name. It's a protected name, but it is normally known as cognac.
I know that like every country, maybe Germany as well, has a drink from sugar cane. So I know in Serbia is rakia. I don't know in France, but I know every country has some kind of drink that is from sugar cane. And in Brazil, that's what Ismar is referring to. It's a very popular alcohol drink, which we get from the fermentation of sugar cane. The name is cachaça, but I also don't know if there is a direct translation to English.
Igor, I think they don't have sugar cane in Europe.
Yeah, must be rare, yeah.
Because it's from tropical climate.
Yeah. In Germany, do you guys have some drink from sugar cane? Like some alcohol drink? No? No. Okay.
I don't think so. It's not growing in Germany. But maybe now we have 23 degrees in October. We will see what we can
yes.
what we plan the next years. I don't know.
For example, in Japan, as they don't have sugar cane, they produce alcoholic drink from rice. It's sake, yeah?
And yeah, exactly.
I've heard that is very strong. I don't know. Do you know something about it?
I have drank sake a few times. That's funny because sake is a very strong drink from the rice fermentation. It's very popular in Japan. And the traditional one that you drink in a warm temperature. So it's something like 38, 39 degrees Celsius. That's the traditional way of drinking sake. But in a lot of places in Brazil, by the way, it's very common that the sake comes in a bottle and it's not warm. So it's not the traditional one, but it's a very strong drink. Very strong drink. I think it's stronger than cachaça, which is the one we are talking about.
A question for Frank, our great waiter, and Sebastian, our guests. Have you heard of caipirinha, a Brazilian traditional drink? In Brazil, caipirinha, because tourists, when they try it on, they like it a lot.
Yeah, I drink it sometimes in Germany. Yeah. but it's really expensive when you order a caipirinha in Germany. It's not really cheap.
Sure, Frank. I'm here in France for 10 minutes only. And I want to taste a drink that I only find in France. What do you suggest?
I would suggest a drink that if you drink it very, very much, you will suffer. Exactly. You will. If I recommend absinthe. But it should be drunk with great caution. Otherwise, I would recommend a pastis, which is a more mild version of absinthe. Very nice on a hot summer's day. A little bit of pastis with a dash of water, and it is it tastes of aniseed. And it's a very, very pleasant drink to enjoy on a very hot summer's day. Yeah. those would be the two typical drinks in most of France. And then if you come to the northeastern corner of France, you can have a amer beer. So that is a glass of beer, and then you have a little bit of a liqueur, a sweet liqueur poured into it. It's very dark. It has a slight orangey taste, and that is then enhanced with the beer. That is drunk here in the Northeast, but it's not not something I personally like. Yeah. So those are the two choices that you would have. And then, of course, we have the best wines in the world, but that's a different story. You would like a fancy wine, yeah? Would you like something from Bordeaux or from Burgundy?
What's the difference?
The Bordeaux wines tend to be heavier, so a Saint-Emilion or from that region in the southwest of the country. Very earthy tannin wines with high tannin content. I could recommend a glass of Chateau Quintin. It's a very, very nice, full-bodied, lots of character glass. Red, yeah, yeah. Would you like a glass of?
Do you have ice wine?
We do not have ice wine at the moment because it's becoming more difficult to get it. I presume you mean the grapes that are picked with the first frost, yeah?
Yes.
That is actually very difficult now. It's become too warm for ice wine. You might find it in Germany, but it's becoming quite rare. So, can I get you a glass of Chateau Quintin to?
Yes, please. Yeah?
Okay.
Yes, I'll right. taste it.
Okay, very good, sir. The gentleman, would you like another glass of still water? I can actually offer you a very special Himalayan water. Madonna drinks it, so maybe you would like to try a glass of that.
Himalayan water.
Himalayan water from the Himalayan mountains.
Oh, I think this kind of water should come from very far. I have a question for you three. As far as I know, man tried to create and taste many kind of alcoholic drink in almost our human being history. For example, when European people arrived here in the 16th century, original people used to drink an alcohol drink made of corn. I don't know how to say in English, which is called cawin. And according to the books, it was a very strong drink. And European people had some difficulties to appreciate or to get used to it. And my question is, why do people almost in our history drink alcohol? What's the reason of that? But I think it's not a valid answer. That's because it's tasteful, because in my opinion, it's not tasteful. Their tastes are very bad. I think it's for another reason. What do you think?
So I have two perspectives. The first one is back in like the very old times, some people, some civilizations had a lot of difficulty to find clear water to drink. So they developed the technology of fermentation so they could drink and be hydrated. That's the first perspective that I'm not sure if it's correct, but I read about that once. Like in Egypt, the making of beer, it's because they didn't have good water to drink. So they started fermenting things. And the second one, that's my opinion. I think human beings from since the times we got conscious, we are always trying to escape our consciousness, and so that we go to drugs, alcohol, and everything because we want to escape the and explore more things. So those are my opinions.
I agree. The second one is for me the main reason that I think is the reason why people are drinking alcohol or using drugs, other drugs.
Yeah, I think we are always seeking ways to escape reality from always. Like there are registers of use of psychedelics, like mushrooms, different kinds of herbs, like in the ancient times. Like here in South America, we had the Aztecas, I don't know, I'm not sure how to say English, but a very old civilization that they used psychedelics and they drank alcohol. It's not a new thing. I think it's a very human thing too. I had a teacher that he always said that from the time humans learned how to farm, to cultivate things, we got a lot of free time, and this free time caused most of the problems we have today. Because before that, our job was only surviving.
And you, Mr. Frank, what do you think the reason people drinks? And I wouldn't say only drinks. They drink a lot, in my opinion.
Well, I throw the question back at you. Why are you in the bar this evening?
I came here just to talk a little with you three. Just for that, not for drinking.
Well, that's a very good third reason for social matters.
But according to Igor, the real life for the majority of people is very crazy and bad. That's the reason why people drink, to forget their real life and find any utopic one.
Yeah. I think that's the horrible truth, yes.
Yeah. The hard truth.
Most of the people.
And I think like the second reason, that the fact that we are trying to escape the reality, is the most probable, because we do that with a lot of things. So we do that with games, entertainment, with work. We are always looking ways to escape our own thoughts. It's a little bit philosophical, but I think that's the main reason.
I think it's not a good idea to compare a video game to drink alcohol. It's not the same, because alcohol, it's a drug and damage your brain, your whole body.
Oh, yeah,
for example, it's not the same as reading a book.
Oh, yes, I agree. I think the consequences are very different, but I think the reason we seek those things are the same. But of course, the consequences for sure are very different.
And you know Martine from our Toastmaster group, and she has presented something about beer origin, and she said the same is from, I think, Egypt or Greece, one of that. And it's, as you told, a very, very long time ago. But the doctor say to us to drink 2 liters of alcohol. And imagine in the old times, each one drink 2 liters of alcohol, some alcoholic drink. I think it didn't work, I suppose. Yeah, to produce 2 liters of alcoholic drink for each one. And I suppose they didn't do anything else, just drink, and laying down, drink their whole life. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a good point. Like the Egyptians, they made a lot of cool stuff. So I think that maybe makes sense. maybe they drank beer and went to build pyramids. I don't know.
I don't know if it's the same opinions, it's the same Igor's opinion, but here in Brazil, we think that the German people drink a lot.
That's a good analogy. So German, they are very drinking a lot of things.
in southern Brazil, where we have some German descendant people, they are very famous, and we have a kind of Oktoberfest in a southern city in the south, and people go there, and that's terrible. They almost destroy the city, and the city stay very smelling because they urinate all around the city, and the inhabitants don't like the party. They only appreciate the economy, because in this period the economy increase a lot. But tell me, Sebastian, how much is true that German people drink a lot, and it doesn't matter what kind of alcoholic drink?
I think we drink a lot of beer. That's what could be the truth. But I don't know how the figures look like, and if this is true or not. I think we drink a lot of beer in Germany because we have many breweries from the history. But we have the Oktoberfest and the Cannstatter Wasen in Stuttgart and so on. Right at this time, a really big party. But I don't know. I don't know if, yeah, beer maybe, that could be that we drink the most beer in the world, but I don't know if this is, if we drink most of the alcohol in the world. Yeah, I'm just drinking beer at the weekends, so I try to don't drink alcohol under the week because I like beer, and when I'm drinking from Friday to Sunday, it's enough to have 1, 2, 3, 4 beers on the weekend. So, and now I stop drinking for 1 month. I think this is a good idea to have a feeling how do you like alcohol and how much you need it. So I think it's a good test. It's horrible how much you need it. And the next thing is when you go on a weekend to France and you don't drink alcohol, for me it's not a lot of fun. So if you don't drink something, for me it's on the weekend with people, it's not so funny. So
it's not,
not
a
good
weekend.
Sign. It's not a good sign at that point.
I've heard as well that Russian people are the champion when referring to drinking alcohol. And in your opinion, who drinks more, British, German, or Russian people? Or maybe Brazilian, I don't know.
I have no clue, I have no comparison. I didn't met in the past Russian people and have a drink with them, so I have no clue. I think people drink a lot. That's true. And when I've been several times in the UK, and when I'm joining London, for example, and we had a party I see a lot of women that were really drunk. So especially women, and that's, for example, not normal in Germany. Most of the time the men are drunken, so that's different. So, but I think the British people are drinking a lot of alcohol. Yeah, that was my impression.
Yeah, it's hard to know, but I would think that Russia, they drink more, because I think they are there are more cold weather, and I think alcohol consumption is very linked to cold weather, but I'm not sure. That's a good question. And talking about Germany here, like the German descendants here in Brazil, we have a lot in the south, and I was in Oktoberfest that Ismar commented, and I have a cool story, but I'll tell later. The descendants here are very known for consuming a lot of pork.
Pork.
Yeah. So, okay. Like, would you say, like you consume pork, more pork than chicken and other kinds of meat, or what do you say about that?
I eat a lot of beef, I think, and pork also, yes. Chicken sometimes, but in okay. Brazil, chicken is number one. Or
no, in Brazil, like overall, beef, I think it's number one. Beef or chicken, one of those. Mm-hmm. And pork is also very popular, but I don't think it's the most consumed. And fish in Brazil, it's very common because we have a fucking large coast, so we consume a lot of fish. But that's interesting because here German descendants are very now. Like if you go to Oktoberfest or you go to a German restaurant, you're gonna see a lot of pork. Mm-hmm. So some restaurants you just find pork. Here in Curitiba, mm-hmm. where I live, there is a very popular restaurant that you just find pork. You can't find another kind of meat.
Okay. Yeah. I think the German eat a lot of pork here in Germany, but I don't know that the meat is really cheap over the last years, or gets really cheap over the last year. So when I I'm buying meat, for example, last weekend I had US beef. I bought it in a special shop. So I spent then a lot of money for a good piece of beef. In this case, it was not too expensive, but a little bit more expensive than other qualities. But yeah.
So the story I had from Oktoberfest, I went there. It's still happening, by the way. I think this is the last weekend here. Mm-hmm. And I went there because my girlfriend, she was born there, so we went to visit her family and go to the party. And one, it was very funny because one guy, he was very drunk, and he went, he took the bus to go somewhere, and he was really very drunk and crazy, and he put his butt outside the window of the bus, and one guy from the street was with something that cut. It was not a knife, but was something sharp. And he was crazy and drunk as well. And he cut the butt of the guy. Ooh. Then the guy had to go to the hospital with the butt cut. That's true. It's happened. And I saw that because I saw the ambulance and they was attending one guy and the people was telling what happened. That's like how is Oktoberfest here in Brazil.
Yeah. I think it's the same in Bavaria, but I have never been on the Oktoberfest in Germany, so
might be even crazier.
Yeah.
Occasionally, I hear some guy say on Monday, normally on Monday, "Oh, I had an amazing weekend. Oh, guy, what did you do? Oh, I drank so much beer or so much whiskey that I don't know how much that I got so drunk and I got very sick and I went to the hospital. My weekend was great. Oh, I would like to have all weekend like that." Then I thought, really? You did have a good weekend. Do you hear frequently some kind of thing, Igor, in Brazil?
Yeah, a lot. Like here, it's like you're getting drunk. I don't know why. That's an interesting topic to research. But drunkenness is very related to happiness. It's not like in Europe, as you, especially in other people that you see drunk with a kind of pity. You feel pity for the person. Here in Brazil, is a synonymous of happiness. It's a big problem because you grow up learning and understanding that if you want to be happy, you have to drink and cause a lot of problems. So we hear a lot of these kind of things.
Yeah, but I think it's not different to Germany or Europe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, interesting.
I had a project of girlfriend, but maybe if 7 years ago, she was a very kind and quite beautiful woman. She was in that time 50, and I was, I suppose, 55, 54. And when she presented me to someone, she said many that I had many qualities, but she emphasized, he has just one defect. And people asked her, which one? Oh, that guy doesn't drink. Do you imagine that? How it's possible that a man doesn't drink alcohol? And exactly. once she invited a couple of friends to have dinner at her home, and they drank wine a lot, and she got drunk, and she stayed very bad, and she didn't say to me, go out, I don't want that you see me in this deplorable, this kind of very disgusting. No, not disgusting. I don't know the word. To see me in this very bad situation, then I had to went out. It wasn't possible to take care of her because she didn't allow me to take care of her.
So you are not a man when you are not drinking. That's the truth, right?
Yeah. I didn't understand that.
Yeah, it was a provocative question. That's what many people think. You grow up and you see the adults drinking and the men drink a lot. And so this is something what your ex-girlfriend told you.
Yeah, yeah. But there are some other people that I know that don't drink. In my family, for example, the most of them don't drink.
Okay.
Even men, the most of them don't drink.
Yeah, I think drinking is very associated with a manly thing. So it's a very difficult social thing to fix. As we learn that men drink a lot and are resistant to drinking. That's crazy how young people get to this kind of situations, like in Carnival. It's a very popular thing here in Brazil. We have cities. My mom is from a very small city here in Brazil, and the public health in the carnival, they make advertising say if you feel like if you are sick because you are drinking, don't use the public health because you are overwhelming the public system just because you drink a lot. Mm-hmm. So they make advertising like, oh, okay, if you want to drink, but don't overwhelm the public health because there are people that need it. Yeah, because it was like maybe 10 years ago, 8 years ago, it was crazy because people would go to the street, drink a lot and call the ambulance. But
At the end of 90, when I was at the university, I had an internship around 1 year and a half. 6 months was obligatory, and the other I was a volunteer. And I observed that around 80% of the case, the cause of the problem that people went to the emergency health were because of alcohol ingestion, stabbing and bullets and punch and something else. The cause, 80%, was alcohol. Another question for Sebastian.
Oh, okay.
Sebastian, please, do German women drink a lot or less than men?
I think most of them less than men because they have to watch out for the men and look for them because they are always drinking. It was a joke. They drink not so much as men do, I think. Most of them. It's not every woman and every man, but that's what my impression is. So my wife drinks not so much alcohol as I do.
I will tell you my opinion, and Igor can correct me if I made a mistake. When I was a teenager, it was around 40 years ago, women almost didn't drink. And after that, they began drinking. And today, not every woman, but I suppose that women today are drinking as much as men. And it's not rarely that you see drunk woman in some party, or maybe, as Igor said, in carnival, it's very common to see many drunk women on the street. What's your opinion, Igor, about the women drink alcohol in Brazil?
I agree. It's a very true thing. Like, young women are drinking a lot here in Brazil. It's as popular as battering men. So that's a very recent thing here in Brazil, that women started to drink a lot. And now I would say it's they drink the same than men. I would say that. Because we have a very popular kind of music here. It's like country music, but a little bit different from country music of the United States. And we had a lot of popular female artists. And the music, usually the music is tell stories about drinking, related to drinking. So I drink a lot and I fought with my boyfriend, things like that. And I think this movement helped a lot to popularize drinking habits between female, between human, especially young human here in Brazil.
So gentlemen, it's time to close the bar. So can you give me your room number so that I can put the tab onto your room account?
Oh, I'm going to the toilet and they'll get you later. And maybe I jump the window and run
away. Okay.
I heard the alcohol in Europe is very expensive.
Okay, sir. My room is 61.
Okay. All right.